Now, Harrison had to be moved when TVA bought in all of the farmland, and they have the dam and flooded the farmland and the lake. Now, I taught in Harrison where all of this took place. But I was back out in the wooded area, and the people that I stayed with were not affected with this type of thing. It was in Harrison, the little country store. There was one doctor. There was a country store and unpaved roads. And that's where all of this happened. But now I do know the family that I stayed with, he would take his corn to the mill and have his meal. Have them to grind his meal. And there is a place between here and Atlanta going through Adairsville. If you go through Adairsville, the old route, the mill is on the left-hand side where it's a corn mill. It's still the mill. You know, it's done by water.
Yeah.
Haven't you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Well, that's the way they did it back there.
Okay. And if you want it burned out, you'd have to screw in a new
bulb.
And you call that what kind of bulb?
A light bulb.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if you were carrying out wash to hang down on the line, you'd carry it out in a closed
hamper or basket.
Okay. And what, this is something like a barrel, only it's smaller. And something that nails or
keg. Okay. K-E-G. A keg.
Uh-huh. Okay. And what runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place?
Those are called, I know what you're talking about. Stays.
Okay. What about the thing? Think of another word though. Starts with an A. To hold the goes around.
Around there. Starts with an H.
Yeah, I see it.
Around the barrel. I can't think of anything that starts. It is. It's shaped like a hoop, but it isn't the same as a hoop, but it could be called that.
Mm-hmm.
Because the kids could take them, if the barrel becomes old, and they could take them and roll them and hit them with a stick and roll them as a hoop. That could be done.
So you would call those things then?
Well, the hoop, it could be called that. And then I called it a stay, but I guess...
If you had more than one hoop, you'd say that you had...
You had to have at least, you had one at the bottom, one at the top, and one in the center. You'd have to at least, I think, have three.
So you had three?
Whoops.
Okay. And something you might, if you'd opened a bottle, something that you might put in it to stop it up.
Well, you can put a bottle stopper.
Okay, an old-fashioned.
Well, that's a cork.
Okay. And this is a musical instrument that children play. Well, it's got reeds, so...
A harp.
Okay.
Oh, I know something else, too. A Jew's harp. You have that down there?
What? You hold that and...
And pluck it. That's a... what is it, a Jew's?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Adults
used to do those things. That just happened. I never did see one of them, but they used to tell me they did those. The family that I taught, they said she did it. She used to play with a Jew's harp.
Okay, this is something that you pound nails with.
A hammer.
Okay. And if you have a wagon and two horses, the long wooden piece that comes between the two horses.
A single tree.
I'm thinking of, just a long wooden piece.
That goes between the horses.
Yeah.
Well, I thought that was considered...
Say a tongue or pole or something.